In the coming decades, trillions of dollars will be passed from one generation to the other worldwide in the form of inheritance. In her funny debut novel, Cynthia Dupreed Sweeney explores the idea of how one possible inheritance affects four adult siblings. The book is called The Nest.
Nobody remembered who started calling their eventual inheritance The Nest, but the name stuck. Melody was just 16 when Leonard Plumb Sr. decided to establish a trust for his children. Nothing significant, he would tell them repeatedly. A modest nest egg, conservatively invested, dispersed in time for you to enjoy but not exploit. The funds, Leonard Sr. explained, would not be available until Melody, the youngest, turned 40.
But Leonard Sr., the father, dies unexpectedly of a heart attack, and those funds eventually grow. A lot. And the siblings start fighting over them. Sweeney told me she got the idea for the book while she was walking through Manhattan. She was on her way to meet her own family for brunch one day.
I was noticing all of these people sitting in the window with their drinks on every street corner, and I just had an image in my head of family members who are about to get together, but they're having a separate drink.
Like beforehand.
Beforehand.
Like the courage. Like the a boost of courage before
yes.
the...
And the image really stuck with me. And I just started thinking about who the people would be and why they needed courage to see one another and why they couldn't drink in front of one another and what was difficult about this meeting they were about to have. And once I started answering those questions, that's how the story started to take shape.
Did you think writing about such people would be a turnoff? Did you ever think about that?
We all inherit something when we're born, and that's a place in a family narrative. And that's what I really think the book is about. You just become a character in a story that you have no control over, including who the other people in the story are, including your place in the story, and sort of how you're expected to play out the expectations of family.
So one of the main characters, one of the four children, his name is Leo. He actually made a lot of money in the first tech boom. He had an online magazine. He sold it. So here's the Gen Xer who, like, found the wealth.
Right.
And then just squandered it. I mean, what does this say about how our generation thinks about money as compared to the way their father thought about money? You know, their father was a self-made man, and he
right.
thought you put it away,
right.
and you invest it, and you save for your kids.
I think it says more about Leo than it says about his generation. He is just a deeply flawed human who is always looking for the easy way out and always thinks that he deserves a little more than he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm at the tail end of the baby boom.
You're right at the cusp of Gen
X.
Yeah,
I was born in 1960.
Okay.
And it's very interesting to me. I've been asked a lot why it took me so long to write fiction.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go to college to be an artist. You know, I didn't know people who had the luxury of pursuing an artistic life. It was really expected that you needed a job to support yourself and to support your family. And I do think that's changed a little bit. And I do think that part of that is parents supporting their kids well into their adulthood and, you know, allowing them more creative pursuits. Whether that's a great thing or a hampering thing, I guess, depends on your perspective and who you are.
And you talk about not really imagining, getting out of college to just become a writer.
I mean, I did imagine it,
sure.
But that was like the way I imagined winning an Academy Award.
Right. I'm going to write a novel,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
But first I have to get a job. How has this, writing this book, I don't know, changed the way you think about money and inheritance and what we have and what we don't have and I guess luck versus hard work?
I don't know. Those are all really, really hard questions. And they're really personal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my parents, who thankfully are both still alive, and they told us all the time when we were little, when we die and there is no money, because there won't be.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Take out all the photo albums of all of our family vacations and understand that that is your inheritance. And I love that.
Wow.
And, you know, will I do that with my own children? I don't know. There is great value in not being able to afford stuff, to having to wait and work really hard to get something. I don't know that I have any answers, but I do think that in writing the book, I was juggling all those questions.
Cynthia Dupree Sweeney, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
That's Cynthia Dupree Sweeney. She's author of the new novel, The Nest, which is out next week.